Jim.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm well. How about you guys?
Good, good, good. You got a light load here. Well, they've actually just given some questions here to our PR staff, so we'll make it quick for you and get you out of here.
Fire away.
Can you talk about just the overall performance of Calvin this year, and just how impressed are you with what you see from him week in and week out?
Nothing that guy does ever ceases to amaze me. He's the same guy you see on Sunday as he is in the off-season program in training camp. He's one of the hardest workers I've ever been around, and as good a player as he is on the field, he's a better teammate and a better person. Just a really humble guy that does his job very well, is very competitive. And to have the kind of production he has this year when he's been a marked man, even more so than normal. We've had a lot of injuries at offensive skill positions. Came into the league, into the year without job at best. We lost receivers 2 through 4. We recently lost our tight end. He's always been a marked man. People have always started the game plan with taking Calvin out of the equation, but even more so now, and all he's done is produce at a near record level.
Yeah, how remarkable is that as being a coach in this league for the number of years that you have been, seeing a guy that, knowing that the defense is going to give him every bit of their attention, but week in and week out, he still puts up, you guys are still able to get him the ball, and he beats double teams every week. Can you elaborate a little bit on that, just about what that says about him?
Yeah, it's one thing to have success and to beat a double team. It's another to do it at a rate that's never been, or that's only been seen once before in the history of National Football League. So, I think that's the thing that's so impressive about it. It says a lot about our quarterback. Our quarterback can still get him the ball. Scott Linehan, his offensive coordinator, has still found ways to get him open and get the ball. We haven't been as successful as we want to this year, but it hasn't been because of Calvin Johnson.
What you guys? I think you guys finished the last 2 weeks are at home games, I believe. What would it mean for him to possibly break Rice's record at home? That's got to be a pretty special deal.
Well, the thing that would be most important is if it would help us to a win, and that's what we judge everything by here is, can it help us get a win? And that would certainly be the best of both worlds.
Definitely. Can you talk a little bit about Matthew Stafford and his year so far? Obviously, it has not been as productive, in statistically as it was last year. But just kind of his growth and his development as a quarterback in your eyes.
Yeah, he's basically the same guy that he's been really since he stepped on the campus here 4 years ago as a rookie. He had some injury trouble his first couple of years and wasn't able to be on the field enough for us. And everybody saw last year what he could do. Like I said, Matt and Calvin have been a bit of a two-man show on offense. And it's no excuse. I mean, that's the NFL in general. You look at where we were offensively last year. I don't think we lost a snap of a wide receiver the entire year. Our tight end played the whole year. We had more weapons around him, and anytime you have more places to go with the ball as a quarterback, you're going to look better. But we certainly have a lot of confidence in Matt. He's a great player, and he's going to lead this franchise to great things.
Okay. Last week, the Falcons offensive line went up against a good Giants front four, and they've all said this week that this week's test against the Lions front four is every bit as difficult as that Giants front. Can you talk about the production that you guys get out of your front four, not only in pass rush, which is what people glorify, but even in the run game? You guys are very solid up front.
Well, a little bit like our skill positions on offense, our back end, our defensive backs have been, what the best word would be, state of flux all season. The guys that were our nickel group last year, our top five, we've pretty much played the whole year without four of those five. Delmas has been back recently, and he's a huge difference maker for us. But we haven't had consistency when it comes to our back end, our draft pick. We drafted Bill Bentley in the third round to hopefully take a nickel role or starting role, and he was looking really good in training camp, and he got hurt. But that being said, our front, we had good depth. It's been tested a little bit up front. You know, we've lost a couple different players, particularly at defensive tackle. Corey Williams went to the injured reserve and was never really a factor. Well, let me say, he wasn't a factor because of his injury all year. When he was healthy, he played really well this year. And then recently lost Nick Fairley. But, you know, up front has sort of, when we've been successful, our front has been able to help our back end. Early in the season, when we were still, you know, a 500 team, when we were 4-4, our back end wasn't giving up a whole lot of big plays. I think we were near the top in the league and least amount of big plays allowed. And that was because our front four was able to get pressure and keep the quarterback from holding the ball too long and finding guys down the field.
A couple more for you, Coach. I'll let you get going. Can you just talk about Cliff Averill and what he brings? I think he's got, what, 9.5 sacks maybe this year or something like that. He's having a pretty productive season so far.
Well, he was a double-digit sack guy last year and led the NFL in forced fumbles. He has a lot of forced fumbles this year, but unfortunately we haven't recovered them. And the ball really hasn't, you know, when you say it hasn't bounced our way this year, that's been literal on a lot of Cliff Averill's plays. You know, he went through a streak where he's getting about a sack a game. He's a guy that we rely on to make big plays for us. You know, we franchised him and brought him back, and he's put together another good season. You know, where our team is, I think his stats would be a little bit better if we do. I think one game this year we played with a lead, and that was Jacksonville. And they were pretty conservative on offense, and there wasn't a whole lot of chances to sack the quarterback in that game as it was. But I think you have a chance to see our defensive line in a little different light when we can get leads in games. And, you know, I certainly don't want to point to injuries, but everything affects something. I mean, each thing affects the other thing. You know, the injuries to the skill guys on offense limit our scoring potential, which in turn limits a guy like Cliff's ability to rush the passer with a lead. So it all works together, but Cliff's having a good season for us, and he's an important part of our defense.
Okay. Can you just give us a little tidbit on Chris Houston? I know he came from Atlanta a couple years ago. What's he done? He seems like he's been pretty consistent for you and played some really good football since he's gotten up there.
Yeah, a real solid pro, very consistent. And this year has even taken on an additional role of matching receivers in certain games for us. You know, he's gone out and challenged some big receivers like Andre Johnson. And you know, guys know Chris isn't the biggest guy in the world, but he's extremely competitive. He was hurt early in the season. Got hurt, had a high ankle sprain in the third preseason game. Missed our first couple games of the year. And I sort of battled that the whole year, but when you said he's had a consistent year, I think that's it. He's been very, very consistent. He's done a good job in coverage. He's done a good job in the run game, and he's done that, you know, since he's been here. You know, he's been a consistent player for the last 3 years for us.
Last two here for you, Coach. You guys have a young tight end in Brandon Pettigrew, and I know he's been dinged up for you here, but this week, you know, Tony Gonzalez comes in there. Do you sit down with a young guy like Brandon and talk to him about guys to watch and tight ends to watch? And would Tony be one of those guys that you would like to have Brandon kind of to watch and learn a little bit from?
Well, everybody has a little different skill set, so you got to be careful of, you know, trying to pattern your game too much after one player when everybody's a little bit differently skilled. And, you know, when you talk about a guy like Tony Gonzalez, you know, there haven't been many that have combined that kind of athletic ability that he has. Brandon's a very good player for us. He's still a young player. He works very hard at his craft, and as a student of the game, he looks at a lot of different players and has a good respect for the history of the league. We have a Hall of Fame tight end here, Charlie Sanders, who's a member of our front office staff, and he's taken a lot of time with Brandon and just talking about the history of the tight end position and different things that he sees. You know, but to talk about Tony Gonzalez, you know, it's a little bit like talking about Calvin. Tony Gonzalez has been a marked man his entire career. All he's done is continue to be effective. And I keep waiting for him to retire, but he just keeps on going, and he keeps on playing at a high level. I mean, he's got close to 100 receptions. I think it's 9 touchdowns, 8 touchdowns, something like that. He just every bit as impressive as he was 10 years ago. And it sounds funny to say, but you know, he's an incredible threat in the pass game. He moves the chains on third down. He makes big plays. He scores in the red zone, and he blocks really well. He's a very competitive blocker. You can't go to sleep on him at all in any facet of the game. Shows what a true pro he is. Gunther Cunningham was on the Kansas City staff when Tony played there, and had him as a head coach, and speaks so highly of him as a person, a very humble guy, a hard worker. You know, a lot of the things that we said about Calvin earlier in this conversation, we've heard those same things about Tony Gonzalez, and I think it's the reason that you see those guys, you know, have great careers and play so well on Sunday. It's not just about talent. It's about their character. It's about their work ethic. It's about their professionalism. It's the fact that they're good teammates and humble guys, and they go about their work every day. And there's no better example of that than guys like Tony Gonzalez and Calvin Johnson.
Last question before we'll let you get going here. Coach Smith yesterday talked to the media here in Atlanta and even up there in Detroit just about how close this league is as far as parity goes and how close teams 1 through 32 really are. And, you know, they asked him a lot about, you know, and he brought up the fact that you guys have, I think, 10 out of your 10 losses, 8 of them are by one score, and how you guys are in every game. And, you know, they've talked to people down here about us winning 7 games by one score or less. Just can you talk about how competitive this league is and the parity around there and just how, you know, you got to have a couple bounces go your way to make things really click for an entire season?
Yeah, I mean, the margins are thin, narrow. I don't know what the word is there. But that's certainly the NFL. There's very few teams that go out and, you know, win in blowouts every single week. You know, it's just the nature of the NFL. And, you know, it takes some fortune to be able to you know, put it together. You have to stay healthy over the course of a season. You have to have depth because your depth will be tested over the course of a season. You know, and then you have to withstand different things. You know, Atlanta lost a couple weeks ago to Carolina, and I got the game on my screen right now as I'm talking to you. And you know, they were able to put that aside and go have probably their most impressive win of the year in shutting out the New York Giants the next week. And, you know, that's what this league is. It's about dealing with, you know, success, dealing with loss, go on to the next game and go. I mean, you know, I think you could also look, you know, Atlanta last year had gone sort of all in on Julio Jones. You know, after the previous year losing in the playoffs, they thought they were short an offensive playmaker. They made a really bold move in the draft to move up to get Julio Jones to make a difference for their offense. And he battled injuries as a rookie. I think as a team, you know, when we played them last year, he wasn't even on the field. Mm-hmm. But you didn't see the fruition of that plan. You know, you didn't see the other receiver be able to take the pressure off of Roddy White or Tony Gonzalez and, you know, the run game with Michael Turner and give another weapon to Matt Ryan. Come back this year, and I don't know that there's been a player that's made a bigger jump from rookie year to second year than Julio Jones. I don't think there's anybody in the NFL or the NFL world, I guess you'd say, fans, media, people like that, who have any question about the bold move to go up and get a playmaker like that. He's a touchdown scorer. You know, they're a very well-balanced offense. He's given the quarterback another weapon to throw to and, you know, taking the pressure off the run game, taking the pressure off the other tight end. I mean, it's all worked together very well. And, you know, so what you do is you look at what Tom Dimitroff did, what Mike Smith did with that move. And even though it didn't come to fruition right away last year, the idea was obviously good, the plan was good, and they stuck with it, and they're seeing good results. And again, that's what this league is. Also, you can't get thin-skinned and change direction every second. You got to believe in your plan. Atlanta has, and they've stuck to it, and it's paid dividends for them.
Well, thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Have a good rest of the week.
All right. Talk to you guys on Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Coach.